Dear co-travelers on the path, my sincere pranams to the body assembly and to each individual in the assembly. I am mightily happy to join all of you on this happy occasion of the 140th birthday celebrations of our most revered Grand Master, Lalaji Maharaj of Fatehgarh. We all know that with him the new era started and humanity is moving forward by leaps and bounds into the new era, notwithstanding many an odds. We have all understood with the impedience that is granted to us in the realms of void that we experience as revered silence, that it is necessary to condition our consciousness all through the world by a systematic, consistent and uniform method of substitution of universal ends in place of the narrow parochial and patriotic motives that must be considered if life should evolve to a better order and plane. It is obvious that before the new order comes, the world must be purged. Many things hitherto unheard of and unknown are happening in the field of religion and many branches thereof parading as spirituality. Gurus of display and magic are getting exposed by the day, and major religions are facing such challenges to their basic tenets and structures or signs of the increasing energy of new era affecting us. The new era is opening up renewed individual spirituality in which we no longer seek interpretations of the holy scriptures and get guided by them. Instead, we connect directly with the universal spirituality. This approach to scriptures was started by our revered Grand Master, who gave his interpretations of the Vedas and scriptures based on his own Shruti and Smriti. I am proud to be associated with ISRC, which has gathered his research articles in this regard and published in a book forum, Journey to Infinity. But as the saying goes, first things first. We are passing through the Daira, which as all eras before it is bursting forth in a concentration of negative energy, of absolute and unadulterated materialism, and its disgusting aberrations of violence and exploitation. At present it appears insanity is ruling everywhere, and in all fields of education, labor, science and technology, and the medical attendants, and even in researchers in medicine. But this agonizing period shall be passed through. The vision of our Master Babaji Maharaj is clearly getting revealed to all. Never before had we heard of floods in desert areas, nor tsunamis becoming common in places where we never witnessed such phenomena earlier. We are passing through the predicted terms of blood pestilence, suffering and violence, all the horrors to be rained down on humanity before the chosen stand beside God in the millennium of peace that reigns thereafter. Many interpret this to mean the end of the world, but it is not the end of the world, it is the end of the past. The world order dies and the new born, and we are witnessing the world as we know comes to an end, and all humanity unites in peace to bring the natural path of spirituality to all the earth, to bring the spirit of Samavarti into our lives. This is the very spirit of the new era of compassion and caring for our fellows on the earth and yonder, of fraternity and unity and peace. But before it comes, the world must be purged. The only way it will be purged is through your washing away of all the sins of the past and thinking of the past to open the way for what is to be. And as many devout followers of Sri Ramachandra Ji of Shahjahan could believe, those times are already upon us. In this new era, we break from the past to invent the future we desire in our society and in our person. The answers we find will be wholly new ones, totally original ones, but they require a thorough examination of what has been and what we wish to come. All answers come from Sri Ramachandra consciousness, and they may not be to our liking. We have to integrate ourselves to the new order, and all our institutions as we know them must adapt to this new reality. I have a strong feeling that we are all blessed by the Master to have such a capacity, and we shall be really the forerunners in the new world of spirituality, where material interests are at the lowest bottom. The time is not just for integration of humanity, but for the integration of all its codes, canons and concepts. We are not just reinventing ourselves, but all our systems of society. The rules that bind, the laws that chain, the edicts that keep us in constant conflict with ourselves, all shall perish. The master of this millennium has come in the form of our master, physically, and yet unnoticed by other than those specially gifted to know spirituality. That is why he could say, "People come to see me, rarely one sees me." The master is entirely spiritual. Master enters into our being the moment we are introduced into the system of PAM, and this was asserted by him several times. Those who doubt this never naturally feel him, and the loss is theirs. We should know that it is the spirit of Master of Consciousness of Sri Ramachandra that enters into our being and into our souls, and we are awakened in the realms of spirituality. That is the reality at dawn. It is the cosmic inner Sri Ramachandra that has come, and it is time we all realize and live in the awareness that we are all children of God. Universal fraternity shall no more be an ideal, but a reality that we all live by. Master has come and is living nearby in our heart to show us the way to unite with that divine universal spirit. It is Sri Ramachandra consciousness that is reigning now, and it has become a reality. We do unto others as per the directions from within, and it is all the while compassion and love to others. In a poetic imagery, I may say that it is all the world of the little children who know no envy or greed or avarice or unkindness. He who loves all lives in our hearts, and thereby loving is the language of the new era. Now it's an act of love of our Master that will make us take a deep plunge into his consciousness and become empowered to express the message of the Master to all humanity. Our love for Master's message is so very deep, and every action of ours would be seen by all as messages beaming from the Master himself. It is neither the identity badges nor attendance in congregation that matter to qualify ourselves as messengers of the Master, but actual acts of love, compassion, sacrifice, cooperation and service. From marking attendance in satsangs or congregations, we shall endeavor to become cynosures of attention of the Master, whose watchful eye never miss attending on the deserving ones. Repeating prayers and attending to purification process in a routine manner neither does good to the aspirant nor the cause of the Master. The old eras have made us accustomed to being slaves all the time, petitioning for favors from gods and deities of our choice, and in fact we have changed the deities to whom we pray whenever we thought they failed us. from attending the satsangs and the congregations or outer such pious gathering where we have been accustomed to go to be seen, we shall now focus our attention on the work given so that we get to be seen by Him. From the attitude of seeking more than what is given, driven by greed, we shall now start giving to Master all the love that we are capable of, not minding whether we are going to be rewarded or not. From being ungrateful for what we have, wishing it were more, we shall pass on into the new era, not feeling burdened when we get up. We shall find every morning as an opportunity to express love and shed light into the hearts of our dear fraternity. What is important now is to seek the true meaning of the message of the Masters in religion and other forms of science of divine. For 2000 years, the messages of the earlier Masters have been exploited, used by preachers, pastors and priests to build beautiful and impressive castles, to build treasure troves of riches while the poor starve. They served as salesmen of the paradise and perdition to build play palaces. But few put the message of the Masters, the message of love, into the practice. Often it was just the opposite. Too many have been killed in the name of God. Religion by and large had been a dividing principle rather than an integrative one. Whenever a new Master came on the scene, a big quarterly got established and enshrined around him, and the message of the Master had always been molested and distorted beyond recognition. More wars were waged in the name of God. Rajagurus and Matadipatis, inquisitors and pious prosecutors sent too many so-called heretics and witches to their deaths. Now we must renounce all the venom of the past, release the centuries of anger and breathe the peace and love of the new era. We must stop being beggars seeking salvation or praying for prosperity and become grateful participants in the order of the universe in harmony and in the grand plan of the Master who is preparing the ground to make the earth a paradise. But there will be too many who will resist the truth of the new era. They may try at first by playing upon the sense of self-doubt that lies within each of us. Self-doubt exists only because we have allowed others to define our reality for so long that we no longer know what is real anymore. When we look inside and catch the first sight of what is real, and it does not concur with that those around us have said and are saying at the moment, we discard it. We doubt ourselves because we have allowed others to tell us what truth is. But as we reach deeper into the new era, we will reach deeper inside ourselves for the truth. And as we learn the truth, we will no longer need or want others to interpret it for us. This will cause friction, and those who define the institutions they feel comfortable with, the institutions they cling to like a security blanket in a world they really are not comfortable with at all. Those who cannot or do not dare to look inside themselves for the truth will be the ones who will resist the rest of us the most. They will be the ones who will make the rest of the think that we are wrong because they want desperately to believe that they are right. They know that once their faith is shaken, they will have nothing to cling on. But be wary of anyone who demands that you have blind faith in what they are saying. If they will not allow us security scrutiny, it is possibly because their beliefs cannot stand up to this scrutiny. And those who hide within the institutions because they do not dare to look inside themselves feel that they are losing their grip on the rest of us, they will fight. Be wary of such persons, and keep your mind's eyes, ears, and tongue glued unto the Master and His great mission of transformation of humanity. That is our breath, that is our voice, and that is our song. That is my prayer to all my associates. Pranam.